The suit was filed on behalf of supporters of the constitutional amendment voters passed in 2006 banning same-sex marriage. It contends that letting same-sex couples register with counties to receive some of the same rights and legal protections as married couples is prohibited by the amendment. Attorney General Van Hollen said in a written statement that the new domestic partner registry is indeed substantially similar to marriage and therefore unconstitutional. Van Hollen said, quote, "To defend the law would require me to ignore the command of voters when they passed the recent marriage amendment." The move means the state will hire outside counsel for the lawsuit. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan, who is himself gay, helped pass the domestic registry law. Pocan says the attorney general's decision was unfortunate, but he's confident the state will prevail in court.
I have a lot more faith in the justices on the Supreme Court than I do on the political decision by this particular attorney general. It's no coincidence that next year is an election year, and he's got to keep the base happy. Unfortunately, he's going to make the taxpayers pay for his political decision.
Van Hollen's office declined a request for a recorded interview. Same-sex couples started signing up for the Domestic Partners Registry earlier this month. It makes them eligible for dozens of the same rights as married couples, including hospital visitation rights. The nonpartisan legislative council drafted a memo to lawmakers earlier this year saying the registry was not substantially similar to marriage because of what it did not include, specifically some of the property rights that go along with marriage. The memo also said it would ultimately be a court that would reach the final conclusion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.